How was your day today, Chase?
You know, what happened? I went to the dentist today.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Was there a follow-up to
that? that was a story. No, what happened was, well, one, I didn't know I had a dentist appointment until probably last night at, till 6.
Did they text you?
They called me.
Oof.
I literally sat in bed on TikTok watching the call come through, and I'm like, guess I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. And it's at 11, so I woke up, went to the dentist, and I went in. You know, the dentist is like a scary place for a lot of people. It used to be for me, and then they hired this one lady, and she was super like good with like the drill and like cleaning your teeth and everything. But I guess they hired a new lady.
She put you in the saw contraption.
Oh my gosh. I sat down, you know, like, it was nice, you know, we sat there, and she was like, hey, like, how are you doing? I'm like, good, you know, making a little small talk. I wore this hoodie, and she's like, what do you do?
You said, I'm a Yankees player.
I said, I'm a player, ma'am. And she said, I didn't say that. I said, I just do, like,
sign an autograph or two on the bib that they have you in the dentist chair. You
know, no, I just told her, like, what I did and everything, and she's like, oh, that's so nice, like, I live in Clearwater, so I go to a lot of threshers. I was like, okay. Like, it was one of those things where it's like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
Just because it's kind of early, like, I just woke up from my nap, you know, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, we start getting into the cleaning. Holy shit. This lady, like, released the little jack to like lower me down or whatever and started going in. But like she's like pushing my gum up, and like I understand, like, it's a cleaning, like you need to get them teeth right. All right, nah, this lady was trying to mutilate me. She was trying to get my gums and tear them out, and she just like do it once. Usually the people that, or the lady that did it before, she would go on the top and then like the back and then the bottom and the back once, and then that's it, and then we like move on to the polishing, and then that's like my visit. Maybe it takes like 30 minutes or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool, you know, like that's great. Now this lady went back,
cut off some gum,
went back to the front, started just, you know, chipping away at little other pieces, and she's like, wow, your teeth are really nice, like there's not a lot of plaque or anything like that. I'm like, ma'am, why the fuck are you,
what would you have done if she said, wow, your tooth's really nice, and there's, you just hear one pop out.
I thought one was going to pop out. Especially because she, like, really fixated on this back molar, I guess. And, I mentioned it one time before when I went to the dentist. I was like, hey, you know, like, whenever I eat food, you know, food gets kind of stuck back there. If I leave it for too long, like, if I eat, like, lunch and, like, food gets stuck back there and I go do something afterwards, like, and I'm not able to clean it out, like, it kind of irritates it or hurts it after a little bit. She's like, yeah, that's normal, you know, food gets stuck, like, it spaces out the teeth, it hurts after a little bit if you can't clean it. I said, okay, like, nothing to worry about. She's like, yeah, no, you're good. And then I guess they put that in the notes because she went back today and started working on that back molar. I said, ma'am.
You said, me and the back molar are doing okay without your help.
Yeah, we're doing quite fine, actually. And, she was just going to town. And I think the thing that hurt worse than her actually just mutilating my gums, and she, like, missed sometimes. Like, she tried to move, and she, like, hit the top of my, like, mouth with, like, the pokey thing. I'm like, ma'am, that's hurting. Like, I don't know how she didn't get the social cue when she saw the teardrop come from my eye to, like, just kind of chill out or, like, stop at least and give me, like, a five-minute break. But the thing that hurt worse than that, you know the little suction cup thing that they use?
No, yeah.
To, like, get, like, the spit or, like, the water out of your mouth or whatever. She was looking at her computer. It was hanging from the side of my mouth while she's working. I'm like, ma'am, what is going on here? I've been going here since.
You said, what kind of shoddy?
I'm like, I've been going here since 04, ma'am. Like, what kind of dentistry are you working here? She hangs it from the side of my mouth. And she's, like, looking at her laptop or her, like, PC, looking at what she needs to do. And she's, like, jamming this thing down my throat. Like, it's, like, going. I'm like.
I told her. You start, like, blacking out on the table from lack of oxygen. And she's like. Anyway, that'll be $8,000 for this visit. Thank you.
Really? I told her, or I literally made like a... She did not. She did nothing. And then the worst part, the part that really made me just tear up was the, she get the suction thing and it would hit like the bottom, like the, I guess, bottom of my tongue. The little soft part right here.
Oof.
And you know, it's soft. It's tender. It's not supposed to be sucked up by this little machine. Woo!
That actually, I saw on TikTok, this girl, the lady at the dentist, they cut it. When I tell you, I don't like going to the dentist. I have a fear of the dentist. My parents didn't take me growing up. Just wasn't in the cards for them, I guess. Don't know. When I tell you, if that would happen, that would be my final straw on earth. 13 threes in, I'd be out.
No, my parents said, you're on our health insurance, you go into the dentist.
Until you're 26, then yeah. It's your problem.
Go to the eye doctor, which I haven't gotten in, like, years.
Do you have eye problems?
I don't even know.
I was about to say, I've been driving with you for a couple years. I hope if you did have eye problems, you would know because you don't wear glasses.
Well, if I do have eye problems, I'm fucking good at driving. You have to admit.
Besides the one time.
No, we don't need
to. When he clear took out a curb.
We don't need to mention that. That's a different podcast. That's a different story.
Tire goes rolling off. You're like, oh. Anyway, turn left at this light. Aight.
But... yeah, that was my, I guess, experience of the dentist. It made me more afraid of the dentist than I ever was now.
So is she new?
I guess so. I've never seen her. So she could have got hired within the 6 months that I just didn't go.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm assuming. No shade to her. She's doing her job. My teeth felt extremely clean afterwards. Who knew? If you lift up someone's gum and get to the part of the tooth that's never seen the light of day before, it's going to be clean. But
that's so terrible.
You know, it is what it is. I'm terrified to go to the dentist now. Definitely start taking better care of my teeth. Not that I don't already, but like, man, I'm gonna mess my gums up if that's the case.
You're gonna get dentures if she continues dentures. Cleaning your gums that way.
It was awful. I miss my old little Puerto Rican lady that did it.
Maybe you can find her. Hopefully. She can do it on the side.
Actually, I felt a little betrayed. I think she's in the room next to me cleaning someone else's. I'm like, all right, well, I need help.
She's like, honestly, this kid cries. I don't want to do it.
Well, the good thing about it is the thing, she put like the light over your head, and she gave me sunglasses, so at least it masked the tears a little bit. You can't see me like tearing up or crying. You just see the tear just float down on my fucking face.
I will say the worst thing, because I have gotten dental work done. There's nothing you can do. You're just laying there. Your tears are going in your ears. You're getting waterlogged. Like, the lights are getting blurry. All of them have masks on. It literally is terrifying. I'm not going to lie. Like, there was... So, my sister got taken to the dentist. And, like, for whatever reason, the dentist wouldn't let me or my mom go back with her. She was probably, like, 10. And she was traumatized. Like, it was, like, the one time my mom brought us to the dentist. She was traumatized. Because, like, for a kid, bunch of, like, full masks, everyone's, like, poking you, stabbing you, and they're like, stop crying. And she's like, okay.
It's like you got abducted by...
No, really. Just like my mother, apparently.
Did your mom just go to the dentist? Or?
No, remember I told you that she got genetic testing done and they have some rare gene that no one's ever seen before. They're going to do testing on her.
Did they do the testing?
No, but she just keeps telling everyone she was this was from when she was beamed up. So
you know what? I believe it 110%.
You've met my mother. Yes, there's a very good possibility she was beamed up by the mothership, to be honest.
We're having her on the podcast. That's the blow up podcast right there. I 100% believe that she just got beamed up, Scotty, you know, kind of thing.
That's why she's so.
I want to say
free spirited.
She's groovy.
She's groovy.
But I don't think it's because of the aliens.
She's just groovy, I guess.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. I wish I was groovy. All right. Well, now that we're about 10 minutes into this episode and we haven't introduced ourselves.
I was going to say, call your local dentist, I guess, is what we can leave you with that.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bays podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison next to me. And today, what are we going to be talking about, Madison? It's your turn again.
Maybe do more research. I don't know what to
say. I did research, but my topics are a little obscure. Maybe make for a good, like, solo, just booze podcast.
Not just the booze?
No, just, you know.
One-on-one. You and your
me,
mic.
Me and my passenger. And the me and the listener, you know?
Well, today, we're going to be talking about the Danvers State Hospital.
Ooh, okay. I've never heard of that.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was a little tough. It was like, I would be, because this is, it's a, you know, it's a mental hospital. It used to be called on the streets a Danvers State Lunatic Asylum. That's very, not very pro-mental health of them. I would be terrified, but it was built in 1874, officially opened in 1878. The layout of it, it had like two main buildings with, that's where like administration was, like the nurse station, whatever. And then it had like four wings that kind of like broke off from it. Mm-hmm. They did have tunnels put in to be, allegedly it was to be self-sufficient during the winter time because it would snow. So they were able to still get like from wing to wing and whatever. But after everything came out about what had been happening there, a lot of people suspected that it was to like low key transport bodies of people just like dying. So that just keep the morale up. Mm-hmm. So they didn't see dead people rolling past them. Yes.
Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Okay. They didn't have, like, a morgue or...
No.
Is this the one where they have, like, a chute? Like, it's, like, a long tunnel that just, like, goes down at an incline?
I didn't read about a chute, but I would like to know where that is, because imagine your loved one, like, granny gets... I was about to say gets put down, or, like... Obviously, gosh, a more humane way.
Dang.
And then she just, you're like, all right, say your respects, and then just down a laundry chute.
I'm not gonna lie, I would love to get like
a GoPro and do it, or
I would love to get like a skateboard and just ride down that little chute. I think it's in a different place, but I would love to just do that and just ride down until I hit a wall or something.
I feel like you just hit dead bodies, like a pile.
Well, not now. This place is abandoned, right?
Yeah.
No, it's still up and running, actually. I went there last week.
No, really? Got lobotomized.
Oh.
The design itself was meant to house 500, but by the late, like, 1930s, 40s, there were over 2,000 patients there. They were just cramming them in there. But, like, you got mental problems, you come in here. It was known as the first hospital with prefrontal lobotomies. And, like, use straitjackets and stuff and, like, electroshock therapy.
I took 3 years of anatomy, so I know what that means.
Good for you.
Okay.
Why'd you take 3 years?
Okay, because I took one in high school.
Okay.
And I took a couple in college. And then I failed the lab in college, so I took the lab again.
Wait, which one did you fail?
The lab. Anatomy one lab.
Damn. I got two. Failed that.
Well, I failed because the teacher didn't, I'm going to take full credit for this, but I didn't do all the quizzes because they're all due at like one point. So you could have just waited till like the last day to do them. I didn't do any of them. And then he was like, he put it in zero for all of them. I saw my grade just drop from an A to an F. And I was like, hey, dude, can I do anything? He said, you know, I told you at the beginning of the semester, you need to be more responsible. I'm not going to do anything for you. And then too many people failed it.
Yeah.
Like too many people like didn't do the quizzes that he was like, okay, I'm gonna open up for 50%. Like you can only get a 50 on it.
Yeah.
I still did that. I ended up with a 69.2. And he didn't round up. He was one of those guys.
Listen.
And I said, all right, guess I'm taking this next semester.
I failed also because of my teacher, but that's because they were just doing like he didn't have any PowerPoints. He didn't really even talk. It was like an online class, but like he wouldn't even show you, like, they would have you do, like, the McGraw-Hill, like, oh, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, he wouldn't even show you the wrong answers. So you just kind of didn't get to learn from it. Everyone, literally, every single person in my class failed besides one person. The final exam, too.
We don't have to add them, but this was at HCC?
Valencia.
Valencia?
Yeah.
Okay.
That community college education.
Yay. You get what you pay for, I guess.
No, my teacher the other day came in and was like, yeah, sorry, I almost forgot this class was here. I go, oh, okay. There was like seven of us. And then he was like, yeah.
Class?
No, day class. It was like 9:30.
That's even worse. 9:30?
Yeah.
That's a morning class.
I know. that's the only time, because it's like a very specific for like health science majors.
I'm taking a business class that's only at the St. Pete campus from 6:30 to 9:15.
See, I would hate that. I would that would be my final straw. What? So we realized we didn't have the microphone plugged in. So first 15 minutes, all iPad audio. Thank you for being a loyal listener of Booze and Bays. But shout out to Jace for realizing we did not plug in the microphone.
Yeah.
So
I'm so embarrassed right now.
I want to die. That was... Damn.
That was awful. I mean, it didn't sound bad, but it's definitely not great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you guys got the gist of it.
It's hard being a podcaster. Plugging in a single cord into an iPad.
That, imagine if we had a whole system.
Oh, no.
No, no thank you.
Yeah, like a little DJ booth and like your desk and everything. No, that ain't working.
Well.
Eventually we'll get there.
Let me see.
Thanks for being like, yeah, we are going to get there. You know, we want to keep it.
Keep the morale high, if you will.
I was motivated the other night. Oh my gosh, you should have seen me. I was up until 2, 3, looking at some stuff for podcasting. Whew. You would have thought I was Logan Paul on Impulsive.
You see, this is actually called Call Her Jace. anyway, so with the Stanford State Hospital, they did... So, I don't really know. Like, they started doing budget cuts in the 60s. They were trying to, like, close them. But I guess with, like, mental health skyrocketing and them figuring out that, like, if you have depression or anxiety, you don't need to be locked up from all of your friends and family. Mm-hmm. It ended up being closed officially by June 24th, 1992. And then in 2005, it was sold to an apartment company.
Oh, so it's an apartment.
Yeah, I think what they did is they knocked down, like, part of it. Like, I think the apartment company bought it in, like, 2005, and then in 2007, they knocked down, like, a good majority, like, part, like, or a good majority of it, and then set up the apartments. And I think they're still, it's still there, because people still, like, visit that area. Because like, there's also graves there.
Like, visit as in, like... We're going to, like, see this paranormal spot or, like, visit as, like, oh, my buddy lives in the...
No, like, trespassing because oh. They want to see the paranormal spot.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, I don't even know. How big of a fine would it be, do you think?
I think you'd get arrested.
How big of the fine? How big would the bail be, I guess?
Anyone want to bail us out? No,
go click on our GoFundMe link.
You'll see me in the window, like, helping you up, and you're just, like, dangling five stories up. Really? Cops are, like, shining their spotlight on you.
My dad broke into a mental hospital once.
Because he wanted to escape from it? Or?
No, he just wanted to see what they were, what it was about.
Oh, okay. Like a abandoned one.
No. Like, because this is when he was a kid, so it was, like, the 70s.
Okay.
So he used to throw rocks at the window to see if he could cause a ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely got trespassing charges. However, he was a kid, so, like...
Oh, they're like, all right, go on.
They said, honestly, you learned your lesson, and it was the 70s. But the asylum itself was based off of H.P. Lovecraft's Arkham Asylum. Arkham?
Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally don't know how to say it.
I was like...
Well, so H.P. Lovecraft, he's like a horror writer, and Batman, like the creators of Batman, like inspired it from, like, his books, which was inspired by this place. So Batman, in a roundabout way, kind of like, you know, it relates.
Batman's a lunatic.
The Joker.
Where is this located?
Colorado.
Did you say that earlier, or did I just...
No, didn't say that earlier.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I can keep you accountable.
Let me fact check. that.
Yeah, you said it kind of fast. Like it was.
Hold on.
You saw Danvers. You said that sounds like Denver.
It's Massachusetts.
Oh my god, I was correct. Danvers sounds like Denver, so it's in Colorado.
In Colorado.
Oh my god.
You know I'm not good at anything, geography, anything at all.
I hope there's nothing in like Jupiter or something.
Oh,
and you're like, aliens. No. Like, nah, there's a Jupiter three hours away from Tampa. So.
I said, but the planets. But I will say, I'm dumb because part of the history is that it does have a connection to the Salem Witch Trials, which is in Massachusetts, where I've been. So, because John Hawthorne, who was, like, the judge of the Salem Witch Trials, lived on that same property. Like, I think, like, 100 to 150 years, like, prior to that. Mm-hmm. The visitors there claimed that... No, I know. The visitors claimed that they heard, like, screaming, banging, and crying when they would, like, go to visit their family members. Which, obviously, not a great look for the morale of the mental hospital.
A little background, guys. There's people with clipboards outside of this DSW parking lot having people sign up for something that we're not too sure about. And they're coming up to people's cars and, like, knocking on their windows. So we're trying to, like, look down, you know, not make eye contact, flicking them off if we need to, you know. But this one lady has been walking around here since we started recording about an hour ago.
No, literally. Since I got out of work at 2:30, she's been in this parking lot.
It's 4:06 right now. It's 59 degrees outside.
Yeah, foot to pavement, walking around soliciting cars.
You could not pay me enough to do that. Actually, you could, but I wouldn't do it.
So, the abuse, that's like a brief history of it. The abuse at Danvers was mostly caused by the fact that there were 2,000 plus patients, and it was only meant to, like, the staff, the rooms, everything was only meant for 500. So, patient.
That's crazy.
Like, I can't, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, a space that, like, holds 500. Like, that's literally more than four times the size. Yeah. Of just actual people that
it's
have
like
to,
a
like.
It's gymnasium, is it not?
Yeah. Like, if you put 2,000, well.
Obviously, it's more, like, spread out.
Yeah, but, like, think about it this way. These same people. That's literally where they, like, eat, sleep, exist. Like, it's almost like trying in a four-bedroom apartment, having 25 people live there.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, or even, like, 25 people living in your house.
Yeah.
The patients walked around naked, lived in their own filth. They didn't have a cure for, like, at the time, like, obviously now with mental health, they have, like, therapy, they have medication. At the time, didn't have that. So they used to, like, threaten electroshock to patients and would use them as, like, not experiments, but kind of, because again, they didn't know much about it or lobotomies or anything. Mm-hmm. They just kind of did it. And like when they misbehaved or like acted out, they would just put them in straitjackets and then just kind of forget about them. Mm. So people were found deceased with the straitjackets still on them because like the nurses, it's kind of like, obviously this place should have been shut down way before it did, but like also with that, because I doubt that they had the staff to help with 2,000 patients.
Oh, definitely. This sounds like a hollow scream haunted house.
No, it really does. Like I don't blame these people for walking around naked screaming. What else do you do? after a while, shock therapy was no longer used because they didn't see the results that they wanted. And what they wanted to use it for was to control the population. So they were kind of hoping that these people would die so that they could get rid of more people. Mm. Which I don't know if there were any boundaries or not boundaries, I guess like restrictions or guidelines in place, or if they just had the 2,000 people regardless.
Yeah. And there's people of like all ages here, like young and old.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think on there it said like the oldest person was like 89 or something like that.
Damn.
And then like the youngest that I saw were teenagers. I don't know about kids, but definitely teenagers. So since they couldn't control population size with shock therapy, that's when they started doing lobotomies. Obviously didn't go great. The like population in 1939 was 2,360 in the hospital, and that same year 278 people died. Just from, was that funny to you?
I was expecting a different number. That's why it was funny.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
10?
A smaller, like a bigger number.
Oh. Okay. I get that. But in reference to the fact that they're not sent here to die, 278 is a pretty sizable number.
No, I understand that. But, like, when they're trying to, like, you know, like, I think they understand that they're overcapacitated. Is that a word?
Capacitated is like cutting someone's head off.
Oh, shit.
Well, capacity.
Overcapacity. And they're like, okay, we need to get rid of some of these people. Like, let's take out... You can stop thinking about it. It's all right. They're like, all right, let's kill off some of these, like, 89-year-olds.
No.
They take all, you know. They're like, they can't handle the electroshock therapy.
No.
So, like, I expected, like, them to be like, oh, we're going to try this electroshock therapy. Person dies. They're like, oh, wow.
Whoopsie.
Whoopsies. Don't know what happened. We used the original, like, amount of shock or whatever. And then they die. And then it's, like, more so they can get the population down in the hospital. So, like, more manageable, maybe, like, 1,000, 1,500, maybe.
Yeah. Well.
That's why I laughed.
Ha-ha.
Thanks.
In the 1980s is when they started having a bunch of missing...
1980s?
Yeah, they were open for quite some time. Like, they literally opened in 1878.
That's like, 100 years.
Yeah, they were open doing whatever they wanted for quite some time. In the 80s, they started having, like, missing teens, like, reported upwards of, like, 115 teens just disappearing a month. And my guess is probably other people went missing, but, like, with teenagers, they, like, their parents still have a legal obligation, so I feel like it was more noticeable that they would run away or, like, leave because they still had parents, like, attached to it. But when, like, the staff was questioned about the disappearances, they claimed that these people were just assigned a new doctor, but, like, wouldn't tell them where the doctor was. If it was a real doctor, Dr. Feelgood, they wouldn't tell them. No bodies were, like, recovered after the closure, so they don't really know where they went. They don't know if they ran away, if they died. But the staff wouldn't, like, all of the staff, they tried interviewing them, like, separately. They tried interviewing them as a group, and none of them would give up, like, any information about it. Okay. So, as far as, like, the hauntings go, they have still on property... 2 full cemeteries filled with 770 bodies. Some of them have names, but a good majority of them are just numbers of, like, when they died.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, like, number, like, patient, like, 1,500 or whatever.
Do they have headstones for them? Or is it, like, yeah, they're just kind of, like, they can't find them?
They still have headstones, I think, for them. But, again, all of them, like... Only half of them you would know who they are. The other half, they don't even have their names.
That seems legit.
Well, especially since at that time, it's not like hospital records now where a majority of them are kept, almost all of them were kept on like a computer.
Yeah.
Like it was probably just paper files. Oh, definitely. So when 100%. People went missing with
this
with over 2,000 patient files, I highly doubt that they had a high-tech organization system for it. Visitors, trespassers, whatever you want to call them, whenever they do go, it's mostly they'll see like really deep, dark, black shadows. Mm. They'll see like grayish mists that follow people, and like a couple people have reported seeing like, because most of the patients there kind of just wandered around in like a daze because they kept them like either super medicated or in a straitjacket, or like they gave them a botched lobotomy, so they didn't really have, there was no measuring to see if that was actually working.
Yeah.
So afterwards, even if the person was walking around dazed and confused, they would just kind of chalk it up to like, oh, well, they have mental issues. So,
you know, thinking about that, like the lobotomy, it's crazy how someone said, I'm going to get this ice pick. I'm going to get this hammer. I'm going to put it right here in like your little eye, your tear duct in your eye. I'm just going to hit it. Tap.
Tap. You know, a little love tap, if you will.
See what happens, you know, kind of thing. And like, that just like, that just blows my mind. Like, obviously it's like super inhumane. It's super inhumane and everything. But like, how does like, first off, how does someone like figure that out? How does someone be like, yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to hit that part. That's going to like make you look like a vegetable, you know, kind of thing. Or it's going to change your personality completely. Like, again, with that, like going off of that, the electroshock therapy. The thing that blows my mind is like, I mean, obviously, I don't know the voltage that they use for electroshock therapy, and then the voltage that they would use for like the electric chair for like executions. But like, I don't, like, that just doesn't, it confuses me because I'm like, man, they look the same. Like, when you look at it in like movies, I guess, and you see someone like getting the, like the electroshock therapy, like in American Horror Story, Asylum, they're doing the,
that was my favorite season.
Exactly. Oh, okay. But, like, they do the electroshock therapy, and she, you know, spazzing out on the bed, you know, biting onto the little thing. But then you watch, like, a video of, like, someone getting the electric chair, and they're spazzing out in the chair. And then you're like, what kind of madness? Like, how are you not dead?
Like, no, I agree.
Like, is there a threshold, like, I know this isn't, like, it, but, like, 500 volts will kill you. For electroshock therapy, are they putting it, like, 450? So it's, like, barely under what would kill you, but, like...
I also don't know a ton about the background of electroshock therapy and, like, stuff like that. That I don't know if it's one of those things where, like... Because also, at that time, how much research could they have possibly done?
Absolutely not.
Like, enough to shock people. Well, that's what happened to Rosemary Kennedy with the lobotomy. Is she...
She got her friend. She got her friend. Don't look up. Just look at your phone and talk. Just... Apparently, electroshock therapy would trigger, like, a brief seizure. And that's why they were spazzing out. And so the seizure, as you know, like, a seizure could mess you up. And so they would, yeah, just, like, kind of put you in this, like, seizure. And then hopefully, with the hopes that you'd wake up fine. Which is kind of wild to think about.
Is they're just guessing?
No, they're like, oh.
Like, imagine going in for a surgery and they said, hey, we're going to try something kind of funky. You might wake up, you might not. So maybe tell your friends and family you love them in case you don't.
What's kind of cool, though, this is, like, not with the electroshock therapy, but, like, people that go into comas. And then, like, they wake up, like, you know, maybe, like, a month or so later, 2 months later, they'll wake up speaking, like, fluent, like, Russian. Or, like, fluent, like, French or something like that. And you're like, oh, they were born here in, like, Tennessee.
They were born in Kansas.
Like, how would you know French, you know, kind of thing? That's, like, the cool thing to me. Or, like, they'll wake up, and then they'll be, like, they'll have, like, insane, like, math, like, problem-solving skills or something like that. You know, it's like that, like, it kind of unlocks, like, that piece of your brain, and, like, it stays with you. Like, I think that's cool. I feel like a lot of people that doesn't happen to when they go into a coma, but, like, just the people that that does happen to, where you wake up, you're speaking, like, pig Latin, you know, that's, like, you're able to solve, like, this riddle that's been, like, undeciphered for thousands of years. You're like, oh, yep, it's right here. Like, that just blows my mind, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the, even the human mind now, there's a lot that we don't know about it. And I feel like you can, I guess, depending on, like, therapies and whatever, like, even people that go to therapy, if they go through something, like, traumatic when they're a kid, mm-hmm. sometimes they genuinely have no idea that it happened until they start going to therapy years later, because their, like, brain, or how I've heard therapists describe it, is your brain is basically protecting you and is like, no, no, sweetie, you cannot deal with that information right now. And then somewhere it just clicks up there that it all of a sudden comes back as like, oh, that did actually happen. It wasn't just like a dream.
So should I go to therapy and then I'll unlock a memory that I never thought I had?
I think everyone should go to therapy.
You know what my therapy is?
If you tell me scrolling TikTok or something, I swear.
Laying in bed at 2 a.m.
Drake on. You said Drake on. Drake it's on. Sad boy hours.
I'm kidding. No, it's funny because, like, I'll just sit in bed at, like, 2 a.m., lights off, no phone. I'll just be sitting there just thinking. That's my therapy. It's also the 2 a.m. PlayStation talks, too.
Do you ever talk
to... We mentioned that in the previous podcast, but...
I was going to say, do you ever talk to, like, random people on
PlayStation? That's a whole different thing, but Call of Duty has, like, the new thing where you can, like, talk to, like, random people. Like, it's, like, proximity chat, so, like, when you run up on them, you can, like, hear them talk, and then they can hear you talk. And then, with, like, the further away you get, you can't, like, hear them talk anymore.
That's so weird.
It is weird, but it's so cool because it, like, makes for fun conversations. We've met so many, like, cool people on there. We've also met some very, like, interesting characters that should probably be in jail for the racial slurs that they've...
Not the racial slurs.
Just different things that they say. You're like, damn, you should probably be in an insane asylum. They should be in Danvers Hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, I like it. Or, like, those late night drives or something. Ooh, those are good.
Late night drives, I feel like you have to have a certain... playlist on though for it.
Yeah, but once the person's like, I don't really care about life anymore, you see the speedometer hit like 80 and it's climbing, you're like, all right, well, do I jump out now or do I?
No, really, that's a when someone is a little suicide-y and they're driving the car,
yeah, be careful,
and they just like drop you with the, yeah, I've been super depressed lately, and you're like, oof. Okay, should we call somebody, put them on a three-way call them? Yeah, I definitely think, obviously, mental health, like we talked about in our mental health podcast, it's come a long way, but, like, it's so crazy.
Go watch that if you haven't already.
Yeah.
What?
My Migos ad-libs, you're welcome.
I'm definitely editing that out. When you send it back to me, I'm taking it.
Taking it right out. He said, let me clock it. All right. But I feel like with... It's just wild to me that literally... Because if you think about it, this... Like, the 80s was when, like, the teens were going missing. That was 40 years ago.
Where's the time gone?
And they were... Well, yeah, considering they used to use ice picks and electricity to make people stop feeling sad.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to be kind of dark or whatever, but I kind of want to experience, like, a lobotomy. You know, like, if you have, like, a time machine, you know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, like, set that time machine up for, like, moments before I get that lobotomy. Let me have the lobotomy and then send me back. So I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I can experience it, be like, all right, this is what being a vegetable is, like...
So, guys, on the next podcast episode, okay. I'm going to be going in through the nose with a butter knife to Jason, see if that helps.
You know, like...
I will say, I would be... Like, I get it, because I would... It's hard. Stuff like that, it's like... That would be... I don't want to say cool,
That's worse than what I just said. Are you kidding me?
Because it's not the right word. It's kind of like, I would be interested to see how that actually played out in real time versus people's, like...
Played out in real time?
What?
What do you mean played out in real time?
Like, not even seeing a lobotomy, but like... Like, kind of like what you were... Maybe. But kind of like what you were saying, that it would just be cool, I guess, to experience of just seeing, like, what that actually was like. Just cool is just not the right word, but I don't have another word for it. The only word coming to mind is, like, dope, but that's very much not it either. I don't know where this happened, but it was the microphone. It set off the whole vibes, but I... can't imagine, like, being one of them. I would be scared. I'd be scared shitless. I'd be like, honestly, can you just shoot me out back or something? I don't want to do this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, just, like, the process and, like, clink, and you're, like, a whole different person. Like, just to know what that, like, that feels like, to actually know, like, if you are, like, because apparently don't you lose, like, your emotions?
For what?
If they do a lobotomy, like, you lose your emotion. So you're not, like, happy, but you're not sad. You're not...
Like, you're just nothing?
Yeah, you kind of just go through life like, okay. Like, you get... Like, you win a brand new car, and you're like, okay. And then, like, you just get, like, robbed, and you're like, okay.
To be fair...
You know?
I meet life with a lot of the same feelings of, okay, I guess. But I do... I think so.
I'm looking it up.
I was gonna... I don't... Because, like, lobotomies, I just... For me, I just can't picture what a lobotomy or electroshock therapy could possibly, like, fix. So I don't know... Because I also don't know, like, the origin of it, of, like, when they started just performing them to see if it would work. Like, which doctor was, like you said, like, which doctor was like, hey, do you know what I should look into? Shoving a piece of metal in someone's head and seeing if that sticks.
I'm not finding anything. However, it may also show other effects such as apathy, passivity, lack of initiative, poor ability to concentrate, and a generally decreased depth and intensity of their emotional response to life.
Oof.
So, I mean, I wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
But I've only heard... Oh, and then if you look at pictures, all right, everyone, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're just, you know, I don't know,
on the couch,
listening to this
2 a.m. hours,
whenever you get in a safe position, look up pictures. What does a lobotomy do to a person? And look at the images and you'll see the person just absolutely look like poop. Like, look at this. That's what they did. That's crazy.
Yeah. Even...
See, like, that's like losing emotion right there.
Yeah. And it's sad because, like, they didn't have another option. It was quite literally just, like, this one was... This picture that I found is, like, a patient. She's 27.
Mm.
And, like, on the right is her, like... One of it's with her with, like, schizophrenia, and the other one is, like, what, I guess, how she acted after the lobotomy.
So would you rather have schizophrenia?
So, that's her.
Schizophrenia, or would you rather have
lobotomy? Pre-schizophrenia. This is after schizophrenia.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just crazy. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to kind of switch up the flow a little bit.
Yeah.
But with, like... A paranormal, like, aspect of the hospital. Like, I don't know. Like, it seems... Like, how... Do you know how active it is, I guess? First off, like, is it...
I feel like...
Is it, like, top 10 in the U.S., or is it...
It's
like,
definitely within the top... From all 100? The articles I've read, it's the... I don't know about... Okay, they didn't really specify for haunted places in general... But they definitely, like, it definitely made the top 20 of, like, haunted places in general and, like, top 5 hospitals. Which, okay. I feel like it's pretty,
respectable.
I was about to say impressive. Oh, okay. But both don't sound great. But, like, obviously because there's a reason they're haunted. But I feel like with as much death that happens at hospitals in general, that's pretty sizable.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, I don't know if you, like, saw this when you were reading. Is there, like, a certain spirit that might roam? Because I know there's, like, one penitentiary that has, like, that little kid. And if you throw the ball down the hall, like, the ball might, like, stop early. Like, you'll hear it, like, bounce and then just stop bouncing when it should have gone a little bit extra. Yeah. Or, like, the ball might, like, roll back to you a little bit. And you're like, oh, hey, Tim.
Hey, yeah, I was like, hey, Jimmy. How you doing? I don't think it's... I don't think it's one person in particular.
You're not getting that phone back.
No, I know. I don't think it's one person in particular. I think it's...
Just like a collective gang?
No, really, though, because even, like, I think a couple, like, paranormal investigators have gone to see what the activity's like there. Mm-hmm. But most of them said that because there's so many people that died there... And a lot of them, like we said, there's no records of them. They're just missing or deceased or whatever the case is. A lot of them, especially since mental health back then was so stigmatized, it's not like now if someone, for the most part, if they get Baker Act or they Baker Act themselves, like whatever the case is, they still have family calling them. They have family visiting them, or at least somebody knows they're there. Mm-hmm. Versus back then, if someone in your family had something like depression or anxiety, they automatically were like, oh, you're fucked up. We're shipping you off. We're not talking to you. So I almost feel like the reason, it sounds sad, but I feel like because these people did not have a ton of connection, even with each other or with the real world or the staff, that there's really no way of knowing if that's a particular spirit or if it's just like, it could be literally any of them, especially with as many botched lobotomies and electroshock therapy patients they had. That's why they say that a lot of the figures that they do see through, like, paranormal investigation or just regular people going there to see the property, that it's mostly just, like, a gray figure of somebody. Usually it could be a man or a woman. Both have been reported. Mm-hmm. That just kind of, like... again, follows you around and doesn't know that, like, that's probably their, when they did die through the lobotomy, surgery, whatever it is, that's kind of, I guess, like, their state of after of how they would act is, like, dazed and confused, basically.
Yeah.
Which, it's sad, obviously, because I know, like, we've covered other ghosts, but typically those ghosts have some sort of backstory and, like, you know who they are versus these people. They probably don't even know
who they are.
They don't know who they are and they probably don't know that they're dead because all of their days probably ran together of, you know, eating, sleeping, maybe meds, some sort of gruesome therapy. And then that's just kind of it.
You know, I was thinking about it too. I think there's, like, a new... Instead of getting flung across the room... I know I said that a lot. That I want to get, like, just yeeted, I guess. For lack of a better term. I think the one thing I want to see... is I want to go to a haunted place. Okay? Hear me out. We go to a haunted place. And we do, like, one-on-one investigations. Or something like that. Or, like, we both go, like, together. And... like, I go into, like, say we go to a jail, like, a penitentiary, and I go to, like, a cell. I go into a cell to, like, try to talk to the inmate. And, like, I look to my right, and I see, like, this full, like, body apparition. Like, I'm talking, you don't know if this is a ghost or, like, a real person right next to you.
Yeah.
Or, like, I hope, like, I go outside, I'm like, oh, who was that, you know? And I see someone turned around or something like that. And I'm like, oh, Madison, like, hey, what's up? You know, like, you can come in now or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it just disappears. Like, that's what I really want to see. Or, like, I go up to, like, tap you on the shoulder or something like that. My hand just goes through you. And I'm like, oh.
You see me hanging in the courtyard.
I'm like, oh, shit, she turned already?
Oh, really?
Because, like, the thing about it is when people say that, when they're like, oh, yeah, I saw, like, a full body, like, person where, like, I didn't know if it was a, like, a living human being or if it was a ghost. Or, like, they thought it was a living human being. That's where I'm like...
That's happened to me once.
How?
Terrifying.
Like, that's the thing where it's like... I would think, like, a ghost has, like, some sort of transparency to it. Where you can, like, be like, okay, yeah, like, that's definitely a ghost. But, like, there's people where it's like, I literally thought it was my, like, coworker right next to me.
So, I know that we...
And they talk to him, too. They literally have a full-blown conversation.
And they're just not there.
And they're just not there when they... Oh.
I know we're going to have a whole episode dedicated to St. Augustine. But that happened to me when I was in St. Augustine, is we were the first tour of the night. Didn't know that because it was already really dark. Assumed there were other ones. And the way that it worked is there was like a welcome center that had like a gift shop. And then you would go outside to like meet the tour guide. But we were there super early. So we like, I just had like the bathrooms though were outside where you meet the tour guide. So I went out there to go to the bathroom and I looked up and I saw a woman like literally looked like it could have been like you, like you said, not that you're
dark, dark skinned,
about yay high. But genuinely looked like an actual person. They were dressed in like garb that obviously was dated. And I was like, oh, cool. I assumed it was a reenactor. In St. Augustine, they have some of those sometimes. And I was like, oh, cool. It's probably the tour in front of us. Maybe the tour guide dressed up. Maybe they talk about the history of that person, whatever. And I went inside and I was like, oh, I just saw like there's a tour like going on now. Like we'll probably maybe get in early because they are in this area. And the cashier goes, oh, you guys are the first tour. And I was like, oh, okay. I just saw like one of your like reenactors like out there in like the, cause it was like a wooded area and she was literally like probably like 10 feet away from me walking through whatever, walking up the hill. And she goes, what reenactors? And I was like, oh, you know, like the one, and I like described exactly what she was wearing. And the cashier just kind of looked at me and goes, we don't like have any. I was like, what do you mean?
She still tells that story to this day. Hey, some random lady came up to me. Might be off of some meds.
No, really. And I told Kate and Damon, I was like, there was a lady there. Mm-hmm. There was a woman out there. And come to find out during the tour, it was someone that died hundreds of years prior because, like, I saw the, like, they have pictures of the people that were there. And I look at it and I literally in my head, I was like, oh, I saw her. And then I was like, oh, I saw her. Like, that was a living, breathing person. And honestly, scared me. Scared me a little bit. Was not happy.
Okay, so we're going to have to go to St. Augustine. There's a place called, I don't know where it is, but it's like a road. And apparently...
Like the Devil Crossroads road?
But apparently, like, you'll pick up, like, a hitchhiker. But that hitchhiker's a ghost. Oh. And, like... Like, a lot of people pick this person up because they're like, okay, they might be lost or their car might have broken down or whatever. And they'll pick them up, have this whole conversation in the car. And it's mostly, like, you talking to them kind of thing. Like, it's not, like, back and forth conversation like this. But it's, like, you basically... I don't know if it's the ghost that does this, but, like, they basically, like, make you spill, like, your whole entire life. Like, your story, like, all the bad things you've done, all the good things you've done. And they have them, like, they have you take them to, like, a... I don't know, like a gas station, and when you drop them off and you like look over and you look back, they're not there. The car door didn't open, nothing. And you're like, oh, what happened?
What would you assume in that situation? Like, would you think it's like a spirit or would you think that you're just tired, hallucinating?
Maybe both. I would definitely assume that my brakes are cut afterwards. they might have siphoned some gas afterwards. I don't know. But I definitely would not. I think I would be a little bit of both. I think I'd be like, oh, I could chalk it up to be like, oh, I was tired. But then also, like, a lot of people have had the same exact experience. So I'd be like, okay, it might be a ghost.
Yeah.
You know. Anywho, I think that's a good place to wrap up this episode. This podcast was a little all over the place. You know, talking about mental health again. The Danvers Hospital, paranormal.
Danvers Hospital in Colorado.
Colorado, electroshock therapy and lobotomies, which... The dentist of all things.
The dentist.
I'm pretty sure you forgot about that.
Love that.
But you want to wrap it up, man?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And we will see you next time. Bye.